Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar.
Welcome to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar. One of the constant themes of the COVID-19 pandemic during the past year is employers can't fill jobs. However, even before the COVID pandemic, many employers were saying their biggest challenge was finding skilled workers, those that had the training or experience they needed. As part of WITF's Careers That Work project, we are on a Smart Talk road trip today to the York County School of Technology to discuss the jobs and skills needed today and tomorrow and how they fit into the economy. WITF's Careers That Work is an ongoing, evolving multimedia initiative highlighting workforce development in South Central Pennsylvania. It is supported by TechLink South Central Pennsylvania Consortium for Career and Technical Education. You can learn more at WITF.org/careers-that-work. Something else I wanted to mention, kind of an added bonus today. We have video along with audio. Today's Smart Talk road trip is from the York County School of Technology, also live streaming right now on WITF's YouTube channel. Log on to watch. Special thanks to the students from York Tech for running the cameras and production for our live stream. It's great hands-on learning. Let me introduce our panel. We have Israel Parada, who is studying in medical professions. He's a sophomore at the York County School of Technology. Megan Scott, electrical and occupations. She's a junior at York County School of Technology. Scott Rogers, assistant administrative director of York County School of Technology. John Pulver, associate director of the Pennsylvania Association of Career and Technical Administrators. And Kevin Schreiber, president and CEO of the York County Economic Alliance. I want to thank all of you for being with us today. But I want to start with our students. Megan Scott, a junior at York Tech. And your specialty, you're studying in electrical occupations. First of all, from what I understand, that's kind of unique for a young woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I would like to go to Penn Tech and continue my career into construction management.
Construction management. Okay. Yeah. A little more specific. Doing what?
Like managing all the jobs. Like say you had to build a school. I would be the one that would have everything in order to complete the building.
Mm-hmm. Why electrical occupations, though?
It was one of those things where it just clicked as soon as I saw it.
Mm-hmm. As I said, from what I understand, it's unique that a young woman is studying electrical occupations. How many young women are there?
In my shop period, there's three.
Okay. All right. So, you know, a couple of our panelists were talking that when I have an electrical problem in my home. I call the pros. Would I be calling you?
If you wanted to.
If you want, okay. All right, okay. So why'd you come to York Tech?
It was a nice change. I didn't really like how things were going at my sending school. And I was like, well, this is an option, and I could get really good education here. So I signed out. I filled in the form, and I got accepted, and here I am.
Now, we're going to talk about what you just said about being accepted, filling out the form, and that kind of thing. Let me go to Israel Parada, who is a sophomore, and medical professions. Israel, okay, medical professions, what do you want to do?
I want to become a cardiothoracic surgeon.
Wow.
Yes.
So we have electrical covered here and a thoracic surgeon. That's kind of unusual. Don't most surgeons take the academic route?
Yes.
Why did you decide to come to York Tech?
First of all, I decided to come to York Tech because of the technical and the field. It just gave me more experience before college so I can be ready before going to college and know what is moving inside of the medical field.
Mm-hmm. So you are a sophomore, so you have a couple more years to go. But what have you learned so far when you talk about that experience?
I learned a lot. Since the first day I came, I learned medical terminology and then vital signs and then like working with the medicines on the lab. So there's a lot of stuff you learn
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot. Medical terminology, give me a medical terminology, a medical term that none of us would know that you learned here at your tech.
I would say splenomegaly.
You're right. Okay, what's that?
So that's a large segment of the spleen.
Okay. And hopefully something that none of us will ever experience, but if so, Israel is here to take care of it. Let me turn to Scott Rogers, who is administrative assistant, York County School of Technology. I saw you smiling like a proud papa when the two of them were talking. Why?
It's great as an administrator walking in these technical programs and just seeing what these students are doing at ages 14 through 18 and what they're learning that they can transfer into skills, whether they go directly in the workforce right out of high school, onto a two-year school, an apprenticeship, and onto a four-year school. But the fact is these students are studying areas at York Tech, 25 different technical programs that align to in-demand occupations or in those fields where employers need these skilled workers to fill the demand for those jobs.
What's different? You know, one of the things that someone of my age will remember is we used to be called VoTech. And now it's School of Technology, although there are still vocational technical schools. But what's the difference?
That's where the big focus is on. You have to have your academics and your technical program put together to make sure students are graduating with those options. Here at York Tech, they have career trees that each student sets up with their career plan to say, this is what I want to do upon graduation. And it could be going into a technical field right out of high school, because many of our students are earning industry certifications in their technical program. So they have on their resume ready to go out of high school, these are the technical skills I have, the industry certifications, I'm ready to go to work. And then others who are taking that to go on to two-year schools or four-year schools saying, I've got the background, I know what my focus is, and they're going to go in there. And they know it's going to be a career that they can get a job in.
And again, something that's a little bit different is that it used to be, and tell me if this is accurate, that a lot of students who went to the old-time VoTech school, yeah, they may have started a job right away. But as you just mentioned, you have a lot of students that do go on to for two-year degrees, certificates, or four-year degrees, that they are not ruling out college, that they may do that as well.
Right. I think with this generation of more people going in, starting a career, and then changing job options or job opportunities as they go through and elevate their career status in those career fields, they need to be ready with a multi-set of skills, including professional skills, leadership skills, all things that we work on teaching and embedding into the curriculum in the technical programs as well as the academics.
How do you get these students hands-on experience?
That's where Ismail talked a little bit about it in terms of the equipment that we have in the technical programs. There's a number of funding streams that come in both at the state and the federal level for technical programs that we acquired high-level, in-demand technical equipment that these students learn how to use and that align with industry certifications as well. And those are all recommended by occupational advisory committees or employers that advise our technical teachers on this is what our students need to know to give them what we call a labor market advantage for going into that workforce.
How closely do you follow the kind of careers and jobs that are needed, the kind of skills that are needed for today's jobs, tomorrow's? And maybe there are some that aren't needed as much, that they're just not. Technology has changed. There's just, in fact, I saw a list that the number two job that's going away is broadcasters. So it's a good thing I'm retiring in a few years. Anyway, but how do you follow? How closely do you follow?
So every 2 years, every technical school goes through what they call a comprehensive local needs assessment. That local needs assessment is taking a look at all the technical programs that are offered at that school and aligning it to the careers and jobs that are offered, both at the local level, for us, it's York County, then at the regional level with South Central Workforce Investment Board of South Central PA, and then also the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania or across the state of Pennsylvania, what those jobs are. So we need to make sure that every technical program we have is aligned to those in-demand occupations, because it is a investment in our workforce development here at all the technical schools in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
John Pulver is Associate Director of the Pennsylvania Association of Career and Technical Administrators. That is a statewide organization, Mr. Pulver. So how important are technical jobs, technical skills, technical education to this state as a whole?
Again, good morning, and thank you for having me, Scott. It's extremely important, and the reason with that is you take the career and technical education as a viable part for workforce development, which ultimately impacts economic development across the state. So as Scott shared, the standards that the programs are operated on, you see that across the state in all of our schools. The in-demand occupations need to be addressed. They're constantly looking at that and revamping and providing the students those opportunities to be able to go forward, but also providing some transferable and foundational skills for those occupations that you talked about that we haven't even begun to think about that has come on the horizon.
I'm just out of curiosity, what is the biggest program across the state at technical schools right now? What are the skills, what are the programs that most students, and I want to say most, not like there, maybe there's none that is way above the others, but what are some, maybe I'll put it that way, what are some of those programs?
You see your automotive programs. You see your health area programs as
well,
we were talking
about
health.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for all of us.
Yeah.
That's there. You see a lot of the culinary arts programs. You see the computer science and technology moving forward. So it goes across, but remember, as diverse our state is, it goes to those regional levels also. What's the in-demand occupation within those workforce development regions?
You know, one of the things about automotive that, you know, you talk about one of the real changes. I mean, someone who was a mechanic before, you know, worked on the nuts and bolts of an automobile, now needs that computer knowledge, needs that technical knowledge because of how vehicles are built. Kevin Schreiber is the president and CEO of the York County Economic Alliance. And Kevin, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the program today is talk about, you know, I mentioned in the introduction that even before the pandemic, what I heard over and over from employers was we need skilled workers. Now during the pandemic, everyone is having problems finding workers. But where do these skilled jobs come in when it comes to the economy?
I think it's absolutely essential, Scott. And obviously, thank you for highlighting this topic, and thanks for coming to York today and being with all these students, because it is an important ingredient. I think what the pandemic showed us, and you sort of hit the nail on the head, pre-pandemic, our unemployment rate here in York County was about 3.8%. Right now, we're hovering around maybe 4.5. We're almost back to pre-pandemic levels. So really, what the pandemic has done is just amplify a lot of the undercurrent that existed before the pandemic, and now it's made it exponentially that much worse. And I think, you know, to your point, everyone is talking about the need for people, for skilled talent. You know, compound that with the retirement wave and things of that nature. In some cases, it's easier than it's ever been to walk out of a school and right into the workforce, and that's very, very needed. You know, there was a quote, I'm sure one of your listeners can fact check, maybe it was Ben Franklin, at the founding of our country, that the states would be the laboratories of innovation. I think in many ways, our technical schools can be that laboratory of innovation in education, because they are often very flexible, fluid, and adaptable to that economy and to what the economic needs are. Here in York County, our labor force is still 18% manufacturing. That is nearly twice the state and national average. So we're very much a model of excellence in maintaining and evolving it. And to your point, you know, manufacturers are hiring data analytics students right now and robotics students. You know, it's obviously, it's very different than what it was, you know, let alone 10 years ago, but 30 years ago. So I think our CTE schools are able to be very fluid. They're able to test things that work and then hopefully emulate them across the board and work very closely with the business community in terms of maximizing the potential and getting our students into the workforce as expeditiously as possible.
What do these jobs, these skilled jobs, mean to the state's economy moving forward? Your county in particular, but the state's economy.
I can say we have decades of data that jobs follow people. So, you know, the companies of tomorrow and today are coming to communities and to the Commonwealth where the workforce exists. So that's what they're first looking for. If you remember a couple years ago, Amazon did that big RFP for an East Coast location. Right. Obviously, you know, you're competing against the world. They're on the West Coast. They wanted to locate on the East Coast. You still had places in San Francisco bidding on it. So, you know, this was a different stratosphere, but they weren't necessarily looking for economic incentives. They wanted access to 50,000 people in highly skilled jobs across the spectrum. And I think that's what's pretty cool about CTEs too, is they are often the most diverse in terms of their educational curriculum and their student profile. So this is an opportunity for students to intermingle with other students and really get a cross-section, almost a very liberal arts concentration, where they can focus on a lot of different things and hopefully walk right into the workforce. It's absolutely essential that we have CTEs as part of the workforce solution, and it's only going to continue to ensure competitiveness. And I'll just, for the students in the audience.
I should mention that we do have students from a number of different technical schools from outside, throughout central Pennsylvania here.
If there's one takeaway that you remember, at least from, you know, 10 years from now, you say, I don't remember much, but that curly-haired dude said one thing. It was, we have Pennsylvania, if it was its own standalone economy, if we were stacked up against other countries of the world, we have the 18th largest economy in the world. Next to us is Saudi Arabia. We need, that's Philadelphia, that's Pittsburgh, that's Erie, that's York, that's everywhere in between. There is a very diverse and robust economy. We need your talent to stay here in the Commonwealth and walk right into jobs tomorrow. And incidentally, you heard what Scott said at the beginning. He's retiring. That's a job opening.
I didn't say right yet. You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar. Welcome back to Smart Talk. We're on a Smart Talk road trip today at the York County School of Technology. And I should mention that today's Smart Talk road trip is supported by TechLink, the South Central Pennsylvania Consortium for Career and Technical Education, Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children, and Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. I want to thank our supporters for, supporting us today, because it really is very helpful that when we were able to do this. Scott Rogers, I want to ask you a question to kind of follow up on what Kevin Shriver was talking about, and that is going right from the classroom or from school into a job. And the thing is, many of these jobs, probably most of these careers, are what would be considered good-paying jobs. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
That goes along as well with the comprehensive local needs assessment. All the technical programs that are offered at technical schools need to align to family-sustaining wages so that when students leave and graduate, and should they go directly into the workforce, they are earning that family-sustaining wage or on track to do so in a short period of time. And then going on to what Kevin was saying in terms of the workforce investment in York County, if you will, we've tracked data. Every technical student that graduates from York County School of Technology, we follow up 1 year out, 2 years out, and 5 years out. And we've been doing that for over 10 years. And we've seen that over 70% of our graduates are living and working in York County or the South Central PA region. So that's where the tax dollars that go in to educate and build the workforce at technical schools across the Commonwealth are being reinvested by developing that workforce that local employers need.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin, let me just follow up on that. You're a former state legislator, and something you said before the break is so important about keeping, and I'll use the term, the best and the brightest in Pennsylvania. It's been called brain drain over the years, that many times there are students that go to a four-year college, they get a degree. For whatever reason, they move to Atlanta, Austin, Texas, Phoenix, places where maybe the weather is a little bit warmer, but there are hubs for many of these jobs. When you said that most of these skilled workers are staying in Pennsylvania and York County, that's incredible.
I think that's where the phrase return on investment really comes into play, too. From a Commonwealth perspective, every dollar that they invest in education, obviously, we want to know as the public, as constituents, or legislators, that you're getting that return on investment. That's where, again, I think our local economy can really show that students from CTE are able to stay not only in that community, but in the Commonwealth. So these are dollars that are very well spent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to turn to our students now, Megan and Israel. Are you going to school for money or because what you want to do as that construction manager?
Because I want to do it.
All right. I knew that was an easy answer. But no, seriously, it just so happens that what you're looking to do is a good paying career that, you could have a very successful career. What in particular, you have to have a passion for this. What's your passion?
I think just knowing the idea of success. Walking into something that I know I'll be good at and just having the hope of okay, I can do this, there will be a good outcome. And yes, money is a part of it.
Right.
But it's the drive.
Mm-hmm. Israel, what about you? How important is making a good living versus something that you're passionate about?
The money is really important, but if you have the passion to do your career, it's nothing compared to it. My passion was, since I was 7 years old, I want to be a doctor. But then since the years go through, my passion just get bigger and bigger. So every time I ask myself that question, am I looking for the money or just because of the passion? Mm-hmm. And every time I ask myself that question, I said, my passion is getting bigger because I'm doing it because I want to save life. I want to save people's life when they need me.
Mm. I would say that. Thank you very much for that. Scott Rogers, one of the things, as you hear with our audience, and most of the members of our audience are students from technical schools in South Central Pennsylvania, one of the things I was hoping for, just on a personal basis today, is that our conversation would get them excited. I hope it does, because we heard from our two students that you're obviously proud of, that they're passionate about what they want to do. And money is not the first thing on their mind, although it is nice. Yes, family-sustaining jobs, you need that. But having a passion for what you want to do, that bodes well for the future.
It definitely does. Every single student graduating from a technical school is getting more than just a high school diploma. It's that set of technical skills that gives them that advantage or that leg up when going into those careers. But also the fact that it's that confidence boosting. They know stuff that is in demand that others do not. And that's where, when you take a look at careers now, competitive careers, it's like seats on a plane. There's only so many seats for those special careers. And the students that are in technical programs, they're the ones that are bringing those to the economy, to the workforce, and meeting those needs.
John Pulver, the times that I've had this conversation in the past about getting more students into the technical education, into the institutions that or schools that teach technical skills. One of the things I've heard over the years is that so many students have been told, okay, here's the path you should take. An academic education, four-year, go and get your bachelor's degree at a four-year college. And, maybe you get a job, you have a career in your major. Maybe not. There are a lot of students that don't. And I'm not being critical of that. But what that did was it kind of created a stigma for a lot of students who decided to go to a technical school. Does that still exist?
It does, not as large as in years past. I think of one piece that I wanted to go and doing policy work, and Kevin can probably nod his head to this. Scott said one word that really stuck to me, and when you do policy, there's usually one word that changes the whole theme there. And he said, for the students, should they choose to go to the workforce, or should they choose to go on? And that's really where CTE has now become and has got to. It's about options for students. And as we hear their excitement here on our panel with us, and I'm sure it would echo all the students out there, they made a choice to come to their career and tech center to participate in those programs. So those choices have to be able to be offered. And we just have to really look at that and remove any barriers for the students that maybe didn't have that option or that clear choice to come.
What kind of barriers?
Well, sometimes we heard earlier today about the financial barrier, you know, the structure for, let me back up and say the funding is very critical to keeping the programs to meet the needs for the in-demand occupations, as Scott shared on a panel. The equipment, that state-of-the-art technology and equipment that needs to be equipped for them to be able to obtain those goals. Also, I won't get into the percentage, but a large percentage of it is on the burden for the school districts to support those students to come. So we need to take a price tag off of a student's head and remove any type of barrier there, and let's just do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, these should be success stories for the school districts, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, what you're doing is preparing students for life, and in this case, preparing them for their careers that will drive their lives. Well, I want to thank and I want to make a point here that the live broadcast on WITF is about to end. But we are continuing to stream. We're going to continue a conversation here for the next half hour or so. We'll be continuing to stream on WITF's YouTube channel. Log on to watch. Special thanks to the students out there. I think this is so cool that I see these students with boom mics and cameras and all around us here. I think it's the most cameras I think I've seen since I was at a presidential press conference. But anyway, I want to thank the students for running the cameras production for our live stream. You can watch our continuing conversation coming up on WITF's YouTube channel. Also want to mention that today's Smart Talk Road Trip is supported by TechLink, the South Central Pennsylvania Consortium for Career and Technical Education, Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children, and Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. Again, thanks to all our sponsors, all our supporters for being with us today. We are going to continue our conversation in just a few minutes. A lot of the things that we didn't get to, and we'll be taking some questions from our students and in the audience as well, as I hope that we've gotten them excited and made our audience realize just how important technical education is in Pennsylvania today. I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.